Gillette, Campbell County, and the Thunder Basin. Now back to Wake Up Wyoming with Skip on News Radio 1270 AM and 106.7 KIML.
Quickly, it is sunshine 62. Got winds out of the south at 13 right now. No rain in the forecast. Sunshine and a high of 87. In the studio with me are some Campbells. Yes, it's the volleyball team. Coach Latke and the great gals have come in here. I guess these are your seniors, Coach. Is this right?
Yes, these are my seniors.
Fabulous. Well, welcome, gang. And how's the season starting off here? Tony Latke is our head coach here. And, of course, tell me how the season's starting off for you, Coach.
You know, we're off to a great start. We played in the Cokeville Invitational last weekend. We went 5-1, lost a great, hard-fought five-game match to a good Star Valley team. And we're excited about the way things got started.
And you got a big, hosting a big one this weekend at home, right?
Yes, the Camel Invite is this weekend.
Okay, what time's that start and how many volleyball teams are involved?
We have 25 teams coming in for the tournament this weekend, so it's a big one. We get to see a lot of good teams from across the state and in the region. On Friday, we have our pool play. Saturday is bracket, and we play at 9 o'clock. Friday morning, JV followed by varsity, and then our other matches are scheduled for 11 and 5, but it is a rolling 1 and 5, but it is a rolling schedule, so it could start early.
That's right. You know, you got to keep it rolling with that many teams in town, and then it goes through Saturday as well when you have the pools and everything on Saturday, right?
Yes, yes.
So even if you're not playing the tournament on Saturday, the weekend tournament starts about, what, 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and it'll be there at the high school.
Yep, we actually play at North Campus, South Campus, Twin, and Sage. So we're spread out all over.
Everywhere. That's great because you need all those volleyball courts just to get this tournament in with all those. That's fabulous. So it's a weekend of volleyball. And, of course, you could get online with the school and the athletics and find out where's who's what and playing everything. I guess they'll keep that up to date. But if you have any questions, just get with the athletic department online, and they'll tell you all about it. And I'm sure that you're going to be busy. What do you do the day before? What do you normally do?
You know, we just kind of go through our regular routine and get ready to play.
Okay, great. Now, Chris, we got all these ladies here. I'm going to let you take the mic and let you ask the questions being the sports director. But let's find out who these Campbells are that play on the volleyball team. All right? Go ahead. Okay.
Introduce yourselves, please.
Here we go.
Okay. I'm Colina Smith.
I'm Greta Villarreal.
Okay. Hand it over there. There we go. Yeah, that's
Ashlyn
good.
Ashlyn Hamilton.
I'm Demi Pabin.
And I'm Hannah Lloyd.
Okay, now girls, who plays what on the team? Hannah, what do you play?
I'm the libero.
Okay, you're the libero, and I love it when they brought that into the system. It's exciting. Next over here, and once again, name and position.
I'm Demi Pabin, and I switch back and forth from hitting outside and right side, and I pass as well.
There you go. You know your duty. All right, next.
Ashlyn Hamilton, and I play middle front.
Okay.
I'm Greta, and I also play middle front.
I'm Kalina, and I am an outside hitter / setter unless coach needs me to pass, and then I pass.
There you go. Whatever the coach needs. Very good. You're a good player. Chris, questions for the ladies.
Well, the 5-1 start, Tony, and I just want to get your overall thoughts of the start of the season. And let's talk about what you're emphasizing this week at practice and what's your main message to these girls heading into this big tournament coming up, the Camel Invitational. Tough competition at this thing.
Yeah, a lot of great teams coming in this weekend. You know, the things we focused on this week, just kind of defense and consistency. We did a lot of great things at the Cokeville Invitational. We were a little inconsistent in some areas, so we worked on kind of tightening those things up this week.
And then I also want to get the players' thoughts. I've talked to Tony extensively about last year's disappointing end. You guys, 23-12 a year ago, a tough end of state. But I want to get the players' thoughts on how that's motivated you going into this season.
Well, it's been kind of like, it's a good motivator. It was a little frustrating last year, not like coming with the outcome that we wanted. But like after the Cokeville tournament, we realized like, yeah, we didn't come out number one, but it's better to build than it is to like start off strong. Because last year we won the Cokeville tournament. We had an amazing year last year. And then last at the state tournament, it just kind of like fell apart. So this year we're hoping to rebuild and grow. And by the time we have the state tournament, we're there to win.
Well, I definitely think that last year's team, we kind of shut down at the state tournament. We started seeing the other teams catch up, and we started losing, and I don't think we could handle that. And this weekend in Cokeville, I mean, we lost the first two matches to Star Valley, and obviously we went to 5, so we came back and were able to come back from that loss early. I mean, granted, we didn't win overall, but we came back. And I think that's one thing this team is, I'm looking forward to doing, is coming back from hard points and hard losses. Because, I mean, the other teams are going to score. They're going to hit at us. And we just got to be able to bounce back to the next point. And I think that this team's a lot more capable of doing so.
I think this year we're more like together as a unit. We all have the same goal in mind, and we don't hesitate to correct each other when we're not doing something, or reward each other when we are. So I think that as a whole, we're just more put together and we'll be more successful.
Just like how Ashlyn said, I think we're way more closer this year, and as last year we weren't. And I think we all have like one goal in mind, to get the state championship, when I think we just gave up last year. And I definitely don't think we're going to do that this year.
Yeah. I agree with what the other girls are saying. I feel like we're more capable this year to win some good games.
Back to Chris.
Well, that being said, Tony, that leads me to my next question. What are the main differences between last year's team and this year's team that you're seeing so far?
We just match up well. These girls have spent a lot of time together. What I really like about what they've done is they've taken time on their own without me or other coaches asking them to do. They went on a camping trip together before the season started. They do a lot of things together, and I really think that putting in that effort both on and off the court will help us out this season.
Good. Now, girls, let's find out. You're all seniors, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could I ask a question? What are your dreams after volleyball in high school this year? Anybody want to chime in? Anybody got desires or dreams of what they want to do? Want to continue to play at the college level or what? How about it? Let's go over here and give your first name again, please.
I'm Kalina, and it's been a goal of mine since I was little to play at the D1 level. So definitely want to do that after high school. So I've been looking into a lot of colleges, but besides that, I have no idea what I'm doing with my life.
I'm Greta. If I play anywhere, then I play anywhere. But I want to definitely possibly double major in kinesiology and education. And if not, then I want to do something in the athletic training field, but also education, because teachers get their summers off, and I would love to teach anatomy. That'd be nice.
I'm Ashlyn, and I'd like to play, but it won't break my heart if I don't. And I'd like to either go into nursing or speech pathology.
Okay.
I'm Demi. If I get like an offer to play out of college, then yes, I'd like to play. But other than that, I want to become a nurse, some type of nurse in the medical field.
That's great.
I'm Hannah, and if I get an offer, then maybe. But I mean, maybe. And then I also want to go into neonatal nursing.
Okay, great.
Well, they already know what they want to do with their lives. At that age, I wasn't sure. I was like, I wanted a
teachers
party, and that's about it.
Well, kinesiology, yes, that's good. You got to be smart for that. Okay. Yeah.
So I noticed one of the matches coming up is against Wright. And does anybody want to trash talk? Because
no.
I'm just kidding.
We don't do that.
No.
But Tony, I want to talk about, you mentioned over the summer, you went to some camps. You had some lineup changes that you used. Mm-hmm. Now, how long does it take typically in a regular season to really grasp what you want as far as a lineup is concerned? Or do you already have that with this team?
The good thing about this team is I have been able to switch girls around, and they accept their role right away. And we really have great team chemistry, so that part has been easy. Probably for Hannah, it's been the biggest change. She was a 2-year varsity setter, and she's playing the libero position this year. But overall, with this group of kids, they've really embraced, anything that we as the coaching staff feel is going to make them better. They're open to it, and they step on the court, and they give 100%. And, I definitely think the changes that we've made have made us better, stronger at each position. And also your comment about Wright. We love Wright. Hannah actually went to a camp this summer with Wright. They needed, you know, an extra player, and she went with them, and we have a great relationship with that team. And this is, I think, the first time we've ever had to play them in pool play. We try, you know, to not, but it just, you know, the way the schedule rolls, and Cliff does a good job of making sure that you don't always play the same teams, and it just, yep, happened that we get to be together.
Okay, so no trash talking against Wright. Who do you hate and who do you want to trash talk? I'm kidding. Fun question time. Yeah. I just heard an answer. I won't repeat it.
Yeah, don't let them get going.
No, let's don't start there. All right.
Good. Who is the messiest girl on the team? And a second part to that question, who is the prankster?
any comments?
The messiest?
Well, it's not me. I'm kind of a little meek. I definitely think Hannah on the court looks the funniest.
She looks funny. Aww. She doesn't look funny.
Well, dang. She always just flops in the funniest of ways.
But he's saying, like, fish. Messy. Yeah, sure, Hannah's not a messy person.
And messy, I don't know. Messy. Having her over, too, last night.
Oh, Hannah can be kind of messy.
I'm going with Hannah on the
Hannah's,
messy
Hannah's
one.
Probably the messiest.
Hannah's the messy one.
What was the second
the
question?
Prankster.
I think
we all are pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the chocolate milk definitely tastes
the cake. Oh, okay. Chocolate milk all over.
Granted, it was my fault.
Okay, it was.
Greta hit Hannah's chocolate milk.
So this is what was happening.
Tell us.
She was drinking the rest of the gallon of chocolate milk this weekend when we were in Cokeville. And I thought, you know, she's almost done with it. It looks like she's tipping it down. This will be funny. So I went and tipped the bottom half.
Hannah got so mad.
She was wearing a white shirt, and it later was brown. And then I was just sitting there laughing on the floor. And I just feel chocolate milk pouring down my head.
It was hot. I got the whole thing on video.
Yeah. She poured the rest of the chocolate milk on me. Yeah. My only response was that I needed a shower.
You got to reply. Yep. Any comments from Hannah?
She definitely got what she deserved.
Well, you know, think about this. In the Indy 500, they drink out of an old-fashioned cold bottle of milk, then they pour it on their head. So, hey, it's okay. Sorry, you just had chocolate. But you were at Cokeville and you didn't drink Coca-Cola?
Nope.
Okay, well, anyway, all right. Yeah, chocolate milk. There we go. Any other questions, Chris? Is that pretty much okay? What else would you like to talk about, Coach? Just get everybody out here to watch the girls play this weekend?
Yeah, we're just excited to finally play on our home court in front of our home fans. And like I said, there's a lot of great teams here. There's going to be a lot of fun matches. And we just hope everyone gets out and catches a match this weekend.
Now, if they want to find out the scheduling, can they go online to the school's site? Okay, that would be...
You can just go to the Campbell County High School website, go to activities, it should be posted there, and you can always call the activities office as well.
Well, I'm learning. You must be a native here. You've got Lackey for your name, right?
Well, I'm married to a native. I'm actually originally from Nebraska.
What part of Nebraska are you from?
Crawford, Nebraska.
Okay, yeah. I have friends in Kearney and Grand Island and Lincoln. You know, they're pretty good. The Husker Nation's pretty neat. I like those people. They're very nice. And you how many years now coaching for the girls here?
I've been in Gillette 17 years, coached 17 years, but I coached a year at Sage Valley, and then I moved to the high school, was a sophomore coach a couple years, JV coach a couple years, and then 14th year, I believe, as the head coach.
There you go. You're losing track. As we get older, we lose track. I have to remember last week myself. Well, that's great. Now, are you a teacher as well?
Yep. I teach chemistry at North Campus.
Wow. Girl says she taught you how to make anything explosive?
Not yet.
Okay, there we go. I used to get my little chem kit as a kid, and I knew exactly what to do, and it just drive my mom crazy. Watch mom smoke, and everything like that. But dad had taught biology, so I kind of liked the sciences. Well, that's nice to know. Where'd you go to school?
I went to college at Chadron State College, and then got my master's degree from Grand Canyon University.
What a great school. I have a lot of friends who teach there, so since I worked in the college realm for a while. Wow, this is great. Any other comments from the Peanut Gallery? Now, they don't know what the Peanut Gallery is. That was a... Howdy Doody before I was born. There was a guy named Howdy Doody, sure, a little pup, and they called the kids the Peanut Gallery. So I always referred to my soccer girls when I coached college soccer, the Peanut Gallery. And they'd actually hold up the peanuts. I said, not in the bus, though. We can't eat M&M's or peanuts in the bus. We're not going to get them lost on the floor because then we got to clean out the bus. But any final comments from the girls this morning? I think it's great. You guys have done great. See, it's relaxing to be on the radio. Mm-hmm. Okay, any comments from everybody again? Who's the team captain this year?
We actually have three team captains, Hannah, Ashlyn, and Kalina.
Well, I thought Hannah might be. She had the look of a captain. But that's good. You got three to keep each other out of trouble, right?
Yeah.
True leadership and different personalities. It works. Any last comments? Girls, the radio's yours.
We start the trouble.
You start the trouble. Okay. I found that out. There we go. Any final comments? Anyone you want to say hi to?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Anybody got a pet they want to say hi to?
Hi, Coda.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to try to get out and see some. I told the right girls I'd come out and see them. I'll come out and see you guys because I enjoyed my years refereeing the sport and has some interesting stories, I would say, off the air. But that's great. But not bad, but just interesting. But helping a coach not go into labor was one of them.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
And her husband looked at me and said, thank you. You know, he was up in the stands. Thank you. I went to school with him. So, okay, once again, the Camel volleyball team. Everybody yell their name real loud. Come on.
Hannah.
Demi.
Okay.
Kalina.
Kalina?
Greta. Ashlyn.
Oh, wait. Okay. What was Kalina? I didn't hear anybody. Okay.
I said Kalina, too.
All right, there we go.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's all right. There we go. All right. Well, thanks for coming by. Coach, any final words from you?
Just excited to, again, play in front of our home fans and get going with the season. And yep. Got a great group of kids, and we're excited for the season.
All right. Once again, the Camel volleyball team from Campbell County High School. Go Camels, and have a great tournament, a great pool of teams coming in, 25. That's going to be great. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you.
All right, KIML, Wake Up Wyoming at 648. Skip says we'll be back.